Hello and welcome to the Success Unscrambled podcast. This is Alvern, and my focus continues to be helping creative female entrepreneurs become more visible using simplified marketing strategies so that they can scale their business quickly and gain the time freedom they need with their loved ones. In today's episode, we'll be looking at 11 reasons why you are not achieving your dreams. So childhood is the most blissful time of life for many people. As an adult, you look back at a time and wonder why you are not achieving your dreams. In fact, you may remember many adults around you encouraging you to chase your dreams and find fulfillment. Let me know if this sounds familiar. As a child, you wanted to become a doctor, a lawyer, nurse, eye specialist, teacher, fireman, footballer, or maybe some other profession, but things didn't quite work out. Your parents got you gifts frequently to help you move along the path to that profession. The gifts included things like a blackboard and chalk, a stethoscope, a gavel or fireman outfit, dollhouse, or even soccer ball or some other significant item. Something happened along the way, but that dream started fading during your years at school. The truth is that it is not your fault at all. No one ever teaches any of us how to achieve our goals or to turn our dreams into reality, not even as teenagers. In this particular episode, you will learn the 11 things that you are doing wrong when it comes to fulfilling your long-term dreams. Are you ready? Okay, so first let's look at dreams versus goals. As I am recording this particular episode, I'm thinking of several reasons why it is so easy to get all confused when it comes to the topic of dreams. For purposes of this particular episode, I am not referring to nightmares or random dreams that you have at night. In fact, the focus here are those dreams as it relates to positive or progressive things that can transform your life. I will not be diving into the world of manifestation or supernatural things or astrology. Everything will be practical and down to it and include everyday actions that anyone can do comfortably. Dreams in this particular episode will be related to life goals. So there are many reasons why you're not achieving your dreams, yet despite having the best intentions. Here's a list of the top 11 reasons why your dreams have not yet come true. Number one, do not set goals. Two, goal not big enough. Unsure what's good for you. Four, not exercising skills or talents. You're not serious. Inaction. Stop learning. Hiding from others. Number eight. Number nine, no collaborations. 10, have not hired a coach. And 11, misaligned with God's will. Let's spend some time looking at each one of these individually to better understand how to turn things around for you and for your family. Number one, as I said, it's did not set goals. In case you're new to this concept, it is often said that the first step to achieving your dreams is to write them down. A dream written down with a date becomes a goal. A goal broken down into steps become a plan. A plan backed by action makes your dreams come true. This is a quote that is given to us by Greg Reed. I don't know if you've ever heard of it before. It's a very popular quote and it actually is quite true. As you can see, this is not something I invented recently. It is a quote by Greg Reed encouraging us to turn our dreams into reality or turns our dreams into goal. Let me tell you that it is one of the hardest lessons for me to understand, or was one of the hardest lessons for me to understand, because I thought the exercise of writing down dreams was absolutely pointless. In fact, the main reason for this is that the very first time I wrote down my dreams, nothing happened. Zilch, nada, not, or so I thought. The reality is that I did not have a good coach the first time I wrote down my dreams. Number two. Goal not big enough. Do you like playing small? What I mean by this is the fact that instead of making a plan for a big dream, you start by going small. For example, you may think that your goal is to be healthy, which isn't a bad thing, but it's not really exciting, is it? To be healthy, I mean, what does that mean? The size of your dreams must always exceed your current capacity to achieve them. If your dreams do not scare you, they are not big enough. This is a quote by Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. While your health is your wealth, it is more important to take the dream of being healthy and quantify it. How will you know when you've reached the goal your goal of being healthy? Is it by what you wear, who you are, who you want to be, what you do? For example, I would like to drop 2 dress sizes in 12 months. It's a dream that can be scary simply because it will take a bit of transformation and change of mindset to get there. Also, being healthy means different things to different people. So to ensure the dream is big, quantifiable, and suitable, make sure it's big enough. Number 3, unsure what is good for you. So in other words, you're not really sure what's good for you. For many people during childhood, your parents are there as a guide to help you understand what is or is not good for you. However, during adulthood, things become very difficult as your age now dictates that you are old enough to make correct decisions. This is not necessarily the case for everyone in all aspects of life. This is especially true when it comes to career and personal finance. When you finally figure out what you really want, everything else pales in comparison. This is a quote by Tamara Weber. There are a few people in life who know what they want with 90% accuracy from the time they are a teenager or even before that. Others are not so lucky, and they spend a large portion of time in their life figuring out what they want in life. Can you relate to this? No matter which camp you fall into, find out what you really want, find your purpose, or be miserable and unfulfilled for the rest of your life. Number 4, not exercising skills and talents. If you have a great understanding of your talents and skills, then these gifts can be used to help you achieve your dreams. By keeping them to yourself and not using them, you are not only robbing the world of these precious gifts, but you are hindering your progress to success. You are unique. You have different talents and abilities. You don't have to always follow the footsteps of others. And most important, you should always remind yourself that you don't have to do what everyone else is doing and have a responsibility to develop the talents you have been given. This is a quote by Roy T. Bennett. The teacher or career guidance officer at school told you that in order to become an astronaut, you needed to do X, Y, and Z in that order. I have nothing against career guidance officers or teachers who mean well. However, if they have never ever been an astronaut in their entire life, how can they guide you? There is so much information available in this world that it's possible to find a course, a path, or a way to get to that end goal, whatever it may be, even if it means taking the scenic route. Number 5, you are not serious. A big reason why you are not achieving your dreams is the fact that you are not taking them or yourself seriously. There may be a ton of people who would look at you and say that you are perfect to become the president of America. And you're like, nope. If we keep telling that life is unfair, but do nothing serious about it, then life will forever continue to remain unfair. This is a quote by Mehmet Murat Dan. So many people look at injustice happening around them, but they say that there is nothing that they can do. Maybe your path to presidency is one that is bound up in a career working for those being treated unfairly. In case you're still not convinced, you need to read a story about everybody, somebody, anybody, and nobody. I've left a link in the show notes. You can head over to successonscramble.com/not achieving your dreams. So that's successonscramble.com/not achieving your dreams. At number 6, we've got inaction. After making a list of gorgeous SMART goals, the next best thing to do to break those goals is to break those goals into tasks. Those tasks will lead to you taking action every single day. If you're not taking action, then you are also saying that you are not achieving your dreams. When it is obvious that the goals cannot be reached, don't adjust the goals, adjust the action steps. This is a quote by Confucius. When you are feeling hungry, you take determined action to get rid of those hunger pains. The same is true with your dreams. It is only by taking action that you are able to eat that elephant. At number 7, we've got stop learning. Is it true that you learn something new every day? When was the last time you spent time learning a new skill? I am a lifelong learner at heart, and I get bored really quickly if I am not learning a new skill frequently. If you want something you never had, you have to do something you've never done. This is a quote from Thomas Jefferson. That quote by Thomas Jefferson gives me goosebumps every time I hear it. Every one of us wants something that we never had. If this quote is true, then why are so many people reluctant to learn a new skill or to do something they never did? At number 8, we've got hiding your dreams. This one is hard. I can tell you from years of experience that sharing your dreams with others is one of the hardest things in the world. Why? Because you will be afraid of being judged by your best friend, your family, your spouse, or significant other. Do you know what? The moment I decided to make my dreams public, a whole lot of things started happen in my life. When we were children, we used to think that when we were grown up, we would no longer be vulnerable. But to grow up is to accept vulnerability. To be alive is to be vulnerable. This is a quote by Madeleine Langenger. Making your dreams public means that you now become accountable and even vulnerable. It also means that you're open to transformation in your life. Almost a year ago, I decided to make my dreams public so that I can become accountable and vulnerable. You can take a look at my link in the show notes, which is my 50th birthday bucket list. I've left a link in the show notes, and you will let me know what you think. Head on over to successonscramble.com/not achieving your dreams. Okay, at number 9, we've got not collaborating. A great way to make other people aware of your dreams, goals, and aspirations is via a collaboration. The good thing is that collaboration with others can take several different formats, and it can also be very enriching for both parties. Teamwork begins by building trust, and the only way to do that is to overcome our need for invulnerability. That's a quote by Patrick Lencioni. Last year, I decided that I needed to collaborate with my peers in the marketing niche, even though I did not know them personally. It was very hard because it means becoming vulnerable, feeling judged, fear, and lots of human imperfections. But you know what? I wrote a blog post with 17 other collaborators, and it was hard, amazing, and rewarding on so many levels. And I'm going to do it again very soon. Trust me, collaboration works. Nobody said that it will not be awkward. At number 10, we've got you have not hired a coach. And that's the number 10th reason why you're not yet achieving your goals. Okay, confession time. For years and years, I hear people say that the secret to getting ahead in life is by finding a mentor. I searched high, I searched low, and I could not find one. In fact, I had no clue how to actually find a mentor. There are tons of sites on the internet dedicated to this topic, but they all seem kind of weird. A coach is someone who tells you what you don't want to hear, who has you see what you don't want to see, so you can be who you have always known you could be. That's a quote by Tom Landry. One day, the penny dropped. What I actually knew was a coach, someone who did it before, someone who walked that path. And do you know what? A coach does not need to cost $5,000. In fact, your coaching can start as low as $27. The truth is that coaches are available for many different budget levels, so there are no excuses to get started today with a coach. At number 11, we have not aligned with God's will. Okay, there are many people who don't believe in God, and that's fine by me. However, I believe that God is in charge of life here on earth, and He has a purpose for each of us. The moment that our will is aligned with His will for our lives, amazing things start happening. Amazing things start showing up in our life. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. This is a text taken from Proverbs 9:10. And that's Proverbs 9:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. It does not mean that you will never struggle or make wrong decisions. God is in the business of giving people free will. My preference is to make fewer mistakes and depend on God's wisdom simply because He knows the beginning from the end for everything, seen and unseen. So as you can see, I am not one of those who believes in theories of manifestations where money appears in your bank account for no reason at all. I'm a very practical, down-to-earth kind of person who believes in working the plan to get results. The reason for this is that working on goals actually helps you to transform into a better person. As an entrepreneur, you not only work on a business, but it is a journey of self-discovery and self-development. So the next time you find yourself struggling with the fact that you are not achieving your dreams, remember that there are steps to success. So, over to you. What has been your experience in moving from a lifelong dream into reality? Whatever you do, remember to subscribe to the Success Unscrambled podcast, where you'll be the first to hear what's happening in the entrepreneurial and digital marketing world. The positive review of this podcast is vital to keeping it alive and running for the next 12 to 24 months. So please leave a positive review for us on iTunes, Spotify, Deezer, or any of your favorite podcast players. If you are just at the start of your journey, where you're wondering what is possible for you in the future, then take a look at the 7 books that I use or recommend for entrepreneurs. I've left a link in the show notes. Head on over to success.unscrambled.com/not achieving your dreams. Are you interested in learning practical steps in goal setting? Grab this resource that shows you how to set and achieve goals. Want to learn more about goal setting from a business point of view? Check out this advice from a business coach about how to go about achieving business goals. I've left the link in the show notes. So my focus continues to be simplifying marketing for creatives so that they can get the visibility they need to stay in their zone of genius. It means that you also get to spend more time with your loved ones. Until next time, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Bye for now.